From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Patrick Leahy, is calling for an investigation into allegations that former Vice President Dick Cheney ordered the CIA not to disclose information to Congress about a secret counterterrorism program.
It's either true or it's not true. I'd like to know if it's true or not.
Word of the program was reportedly kept from lawmakers for nearly 8 years. The ranking Republican on the Senate panel, Jeff Sessions, says he's skeptical about the allegations.
Sometimes leaked stories from unnamed sources don't turn out to be quite what they appear to be.
Sessions and Leahy were on CBS's Face the Nation. Attorney General Eric Holder may decide in the next few weeks whether to launch a Justice Department investigation of alleged CIA torture of detainees during the Bush administration. NPR's Peter Overby reports such a probe would contrast with President Obama's desire to avoid the thorny issue of torture prosecutions.
A Justice Department official tells NPR News that as Holder sees the facts accumulate, quote, it may be a decision that he's forced to make. The official said that a probe, if it happens, would not target those who followed guidance from the Justice Department or those who crafted the policies. On NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Senator John McCain said airing out allegations of torture would be counterproductive.
I do not excuse it. I'm just saying, what's the effect on America's image in the world?
But Democratic Senator Charles Schumer told Meet the Press he could support an investigation.
I think the Attorney General to look for some egregious violations, which is what he's doing now, is the right thing to do.
A spokesman for Holder had no comment on a timeline for the decision. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
A small roadside bomb exploded in southern Iraq today, just missing a vehicle carrying the U.S. Ambassador Christopher Hill. Hill was not injured by the blast, and he downplayed the attack. He was traveling in a State Department convoy after meeting with local political leaders. At least 4 people have been killed and another 30 have been injured in a series of bomb attacks on Christian churches in Baghdad. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse reports.
The biggest attack was a deadly car bomb in eastern Baghdad, timed to coincide with a church service. The explosion, which happened at around 7 o'clock in the evening local time, could be heard several kilometers away. In all, there have been 6 attacks targeting Christian churches across Baghdad since Saturday evening. The other bombs, most of them hidden in cardboard boxes, injured more than 10 people, though they were not fatal. Iraq's Christian community is thought to number around 750,000, and its members have been targeted in the past. Most of the violence in Iraq, though, is either sectarian, between Sunni and Shiite Muslims, or ethnic, between Arabs and Kurds.
The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse reporting. Senate confirmation hearings begin tomorrow for Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor. President Obama phoned her today to wish her well in the hearings. This is NPR News from Washington. The interim government in Honduras has lifted the curfew it imposed 2 weeks ago after the country's president, Manuel Zelaya, was ousted and forced to leave the country. Government officials say calm has now been restored. Costa Rica's president is trying to mediate a settlement of the diplomatic standoff in Honduras. Many farmers and ranchers in the U.S. appear to be having a hard time paying for health insurance that's offered to owners of small businesses. From Lincoln, Nebraska, Martin Wells has the story.
Family farmers and ranchers are insured at a higher rate than the general population, but 10% were uninsured or had a family member who was uninsured. That's according to a report from the Access Project, a not-for-profit organization dedicated to helping local communities improve health and healthcare access. The survey found more than one-third of the uninsured farmers and ranchers spent more than 10% of their income on healthcare. They were also 4 times more likely to have incomes under $20,000 than those with insurance, and families with income derived from farming or ranching are least likely to be able to afford private health insurance. The report was based on data gathered through a 2007 survey of farm and ranch operators in 7 Great Plains states. For NPR News, I'm Martin Wells in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Stormy weather at the Kennedy Space Center forced NASA to scrub this evening's scheduled launch of the space shuttle Endeavour. The next launch attempt will be tomorrow evening. This was the 4th delay for Endeavour. The shuttle, when it does get off the ground, will carry a final component for a Japanese science module to the International Space Station. When Endeavour's 7 astronauts meet up with the 6 crew members on the orbiting outpost, it will be the largest number of people ever in orbit at the same time. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.